From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For many weeks, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11, often called the Hall of Fame of the Heroes of Faith. Today, he concludes the series as he brings the final portion of a message called Running Through the Pain. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional thought is entitled Open Door of Communion. The text is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. Saints who remain faithful to the truth of God have an open door before them. My soul, thou hast resolved to live and die by that which the Lord has revealed in his word, and therefore before thee stands this open door. I will enter in by the open door of communion with God. Who shall say me nay? Jesus has removed my sin and given me his righteousness, therefore I may freely enter. Lord, I do so by thy grace. I have also before me an open door into the mysteries of the Word. I may enter into the deep things of God. Election, union with Christ, the second advent, all these are before me, and I may enjoy them. No promise and no doctrine are now locked up against me. An open door of access is before me in private, and an open door of usefulness in public. God will hear me. God will use me. A door is opened for my onward march to the church above and for my daily fellowship with the saints below. Some may try to shut me up or shut me out, but all in vain. Soon shall I see an open door into heaven. The pearl gate will be my way into the presence of God. Then I shall go in unto my Lord and King and be with God eternally shut in.
Praise the Triune God. Praise the Triune God. Praise the Father, for his loving kindness, tenderness.
On the night before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he instituted an ordinance by which his people were to remember him until his second coming. Known as the Lord's Supper, or Communion, this simple yet profound ceremony pictures Christ's broken body and shed blood through the common elements of bread and wine. Through the centuries, this observance has been a precious and solemn time for the Lord's people. Yet it has also been a subject of much abuse by those who come to this table of the Lord. At the extreme, a person's attitude toward it was a matter of life or death. During the time of the Reformation, many people were burned at the stake for refusing to accept the insistence of the Roman Catholic Church that the elements of communion literally became Christ's flesh and blood. Some groups see these elements as mere symbols, while others find in the Lord's table a much deeper significance. Dr. Alan Cairns recently wrote a short book in which he deals with the Lord's Supper from the scriptural teaching on the subject. Simply titled, The Lord's Supper, the book is subtitled, An Earthly Encounter with the Heavenly Christ. Its aim is to stir the hearts of believers to enter into the joyful fellowship our Savior holds out to us as we eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of Him. Let the Bible Speak has obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, which are available to our listeners. The price for each copy of the Lord's Supper is $8, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $8, made out to Let the Bible Speak. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email us to reserve a copy at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Be sure to request your copy of the Lord's Supper today. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews as he brings the final portion of a message called Running Through the Pain. The text is found in verses 4 through 13 of chapter 12, where the apostle reminds his readers that they have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. The emphasis is upon believers not giving up in the face of persecution, opposition, and difficult circumstances. God the Father uses these hardships for a number of purposes in the lives of His people. The Bible makes it clear that Christians face many obstacles as they seek to live for Christ. There are things to be resisted, such as the world, the flesh, and the devil. This constant demand for resistance can cause the believer to suffer pain. Yet, believers have consolation in their pain, because we have a word from the Lord. It is vital that God's people study the Bible daily in order to learn of Christ and to find the consolation that He alone can provide. In speaking of the character of our pain, Dr. Cairns reminded us that behind all of it is the hand of a sovereign God, who often uses affliction to chasten His children and to conform them more to Christ. The text also leads us to the conquest of our pain, which is found in exercising ourselves according to the Word of God. As in athletic competition, training may not be pleasant, but it is necessary. And as we'll see, after the pain, there is heaven. And now to conclude this series of Hebrews chapter 11, here is Dr. Cairns.
Just as you would have found great difficulty in singing version 2 of the 100th Psalm to the tune number 15, and so you would find great difficulty in walking with God, walking the Christian life, with so many bumps, so many obstacles that we allow in our path and in our lives. Paul is saying, remove any causes of stumbling. In other words, don't tolerate the things that you know are going to hurt. Don't tolerate the things you know are going to trip you up. Don't give place to the devil. Make not provision for the flesh. Make even paths. Strengthen yourself for your duty. Remove the causes of stumbling. And recover the fitness that you've lost by faith in Christ. Notice what he says, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. There's healing for our lameness. Now, how is it to be healed? I think verse 11 gives us an insight into this. He says that the Lord's chastening yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them which are exercised thereby. Chastening has its results in those who are exercised thereby. The word exercised is a reference to gymnastic exercise. It is an emphasis on training. When we accept the pain, as an athlete accepts the pain, say, of the weight room or of the practice track, to train us up, to exercise us in spiritual strength, then the lameness will go and we'll get healed. Now, what is this exercise? Turn back to chapter 5 and verse 14. Here's the answer. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This exercise, if you read this verse in context, is an exercise in the Word of God. It's getting into the deep things of God. Paul is lamenting to these Hebrews, this is your trouble. He says that the time has come that you ought to know so much that your teachers But you have need that somebody teach you again the very basics of the gospel. Why is it that so many Christians are stumbling along? Why is it that so many Christians don't have the spiritual power to do what they ought to do, to live as they ought to live, to overcome as they ought to overcome? Because we have never grown up. We're still skating along on the surface of the Word of God. Paul was writing to people who had been saved a few years, and he's saying, you yet don't know the Melchizedek priesthood of Christ. Man, I know preachers that don't know anything about the Melchizedek priesthood of Christ. I know preachers who have lived their lives and they've never made any more than a passing reference to it in all their preaching. It's not important anymore. But Paul says it's important. He says there are the depths of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. There are the glorious heights of His majesty and His exaltation at the right hand of God. There is the conjunction of the blood shed on earth and the blood pleading in heaven. And if you don't understand it, you'll not have the power to live for God. That's what he's saying. You're lame. You're halting. But there's healing power in the word received by faith. And oh, if we will but get into training. Into training. Exercise your mind. Most Christians today are vegetables. They never exercise their mind. Most Christians don't even want to be made to think. If a preacher goes a little beyond what they're used to, that's too deep for me. It's a shameful, utterly, utterly shameful thing for Christians to say. Now, I realize that we're not all geniuses. Nobody has to work harder to come to grips with these things than I. I don't have the great memory, the natural insight, the brilliance of many other people. But that's no excuse. It's shameful for God's people simply to say, well, it's not too deep for you. If God puts it in His Word, He's put it in His Word for you. Not just for a John Owen or a Jonathan Edwards. He's put it in His Word for you. And He's put it in His Word for me. So many Christians don't stretch their mind. They don't exercise. They don't train their mind. How many Christians here have never read the Bible from cover to cover? How many Christians here have never read one serious book of exposition of the theology of the Word of God and brought it down to the Word? Now, I realize that time is of the essence. And I realize that not everybody is the same bent of mind. But I also realize that making full allowance for all our individuality, that we ought to be constantly in training, mentally. And if in a spiritual realm you never proceed beyond the level of a comic strip, in other words, the level would be Chick Comics, no more. That's the only theology you'll ever get. And mind you, Chick Comics will give a lot more theology than you'll get in most pulpits. Sad to say. But if that's the level, then your mind will never be stretched. But if it's never stretched, it'll never be strong. A narrow mind, a closed mind, and an ill-informed mind is never a strong mind. Similarly with every other part. We've got to get into training. Very few athletes like training. It's hurtful, it's harmful, it feels harmful. It's not actually, it's the very opposite, but it feels it. They don't like it. Very few Christians like to get into training either. But be exercised. Get into the weight room of the Word of God. And you'll find that the lameness will be healed. Here's the conquest of our pain. Let me wrap it all up. Beyond, behind our pain, there is the purpose of God. In our pain, we have the promise of God. Beyond our pain, we have the power of God. Through our pain, we have a picture of God, for we are being made the image of His Son. Thank God, after our pain, we'll be in the presence of God. This is what Paul's teaching. We shall, to use his words at the end of chapter 11, be made perfect. We shall enter into the promise in all its fullness. Until then, we live by faith. I commend to your attention his words in 2 Corinthians 4. We're perplexed, but we're not cast down. He says, our light affliction is but for a moment, but it works in us and for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Run through the pain. Endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ. Don't quit in the race of life because things are tough. Let us not judge anything before the time, but looking unto Jesus, considering Christ, let us run perseveringly, whatever the pain, and thank God that way we run successfully and we will gain the crown. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our loving God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee today for Thy word. We thank Thee for the consolation of a word that calls us alongside of the Lord. A word that comes alongside us to call us alongside Thee. To bring our thoughts and our feelings into line with the revealed truth of God. We thank Thee, Lord, that whatever our circumstances, Thou hast a word for us, a good word, a personal word, a word of guidance, a word of grace, a word of light. Lord, we pray, speak to us. We dread more than anything the silence of God. More than anything, Lord, we dread the heavens being closed to our cry. We pray that Thou wilt hear us today. Lord, Thou didst promise Solomon that even in days when sin caused the heavens to be closed up to the people of God, that its promise, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. O God our Father, we pray that Thou wilt hear us, and we pray that Thou wilt speak to us and give us the word that we need. Thou to see each individual here, every man, woman, and young person. Thou dost understand the battles that we fight, resisting the world, the flesh, and the devil, and striving against sin. Thou dost understand the hurts that we endure. Thou dost understand, O God, the things that are difficult for us to carry. We ask Thee, O God, to enable us to run perseveringly, looking constantly to Christ. And, O God, in Jesus' name, we pray that Thy word will be a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, honey to our taste, and, O God, an enlightenment to our eyes. Hear our prayer. Bless us now. Part us with thy richest blessing. Keep us in the very center of thy will. And let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.